Welcome to Random Rambling and Rhetoric with TJ Mercer. That's my TT. And it's all powered by her Samsung Notes. Now, here's my TT.
I just loves me some porta potties, said no one ever. I don't know about you, but the ickiest thing on the planet is when I am forced to use a porta potty. I try to hold my bladder until the last possible minute. And what about nasty public restrooms? Ew, public restrooms plus kids. Parents, what do you do as soon as you take them to a public bathroom? You make them hold up their hands and forbid them to touch anything. Then you get in the stall, there's no toilet paper or seat cover, you handle your business, come out, and then there's no soap or paper towels. Lord have mercy, Jesus is just not a good situation all around. Fortunately, there's the restroom kit, a full bathroom solution the size of a lightweight deck of cards. A deck of cards, y'all. I keep one in my purse all the time just because it's complete with a full patented oversized toilet seat cover, enough toilet paper to cover the essentials, plus wet wipes for your tushy and your hands. The restroom kit is a don't leave home without it necessity for your road trips, you going camping, the beach, festivals, basically any restroom that ain't yours. Even that friend of yours who's cleaning is not their strong suit. You know what I mean? So pop on over and visit therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com. And when you use the code RAMBLINGS, RAMBLINGS, you will get 15% off your purchase. So stop going to the bathroom without the full protection you need. Go get the restroom kit at therestroomkit.com. All right, y'all, it's your girl, TJ. I got another funny one for you. It's TJ Mercer, the shenanigan-prone storyteller that hopefully you've grown to love by now. And out doing what I do, where you always find me, on my morning walk. And I was thinking about this yesterday when a post came up, a funny post came up talking about how, the different Wakanda, first of all, the Black Panther, I'm hoping if you're listening, you've really gone to see that film by now. But, you know, the Wakanda thing has just crossed the globe. And so the Black Panther happens to be a Howard alum. And if you don't know, I am a proud Howard alum, class of 94, school of CHU, you know. So all these videos are going around about, and there was one with, you know, some Howard students. I'm thinking they were Howard graduates, about to be graduates, getting ready for graduation, and they were in their Wakanda garb. And it was just funny. You have to see. I can't really describe it. It's one of those things you got to see. And so I shared it and I posted, you know, something to the effect of, and I'm hoping you guys can hear me okay, because it's really windy out here today. And so I shared it thinking, Howard homecoming, I mean, Howard graduation is about to be lit. Our graduations are lit anyway, but I'm sure it's going to be especially lit since the Black Panther is delivering our commencement address. And it made me think about my graduation in 1994, so 24 years ago this month on May 14th. And Four-Star General Colin Powell was our speaker. And so my dad, and he's the dad that chose me. You'll hear me talk about my dads often. So I have my biological dad who was killed in a car accident when I was 8. But then my stepdad is the dad who chose me. He and my mom end up divorced, but he's still, that's my dad. That's the dad I've known. So first of all, let me go back. So my mom's brother, who we call Uncle Booger. Uncle Booger is a nut, just like my mama is a nut. And Uncle Booger is a part of a fraternity called Omega Psi Phi Fraternity. And he's a diehard Q, as they're known. So I show up to the hotel that morning to pick them up and, you know, and so that they'll know exactly where to stand, you know, where to be, so they'll see me where I'm sitting and all of that kind of stuff. So I go and I walk up in the hotel room. Uncle Booger got on this bright yellow, like canary yellow suit. And I walked in. So you got to keep in mind, I'm 20 at this point. I walk in, I look at my mom, I'm like, Mom, you gonna let him wear that? And my mother looking at me like, what you want me to do? And I'm like, Uncle, you gonna wear that yellow suit? Because all I know is my friends are going to clown me. So we leave and I'm like, oh Lord, Uncle Booger in this yellow suit. You know, and he had on his, it was a canary yellow suit, and then he had a t-shirt under it with the Omega Psi Phi emblem on it. So it was just all kinds of wrong. So fast forward now to my dad's brother. My dad comes out of a family of 8 boys and pretty tight-knit unit. And one of them was in some level of the CIA. All I can tell you is always a running joke at family gatherings. If he would get a call and he'd have to leave. And we would just be like, you know, what leader he going to kill now? You know, or something. What dictator he going to kill? And I remember one Thanksgiving or Christmas. It was shortly before, I think it was Noriega. And LT left, and then a couple of days later was like Noriega. I forget, was he killed? Did he kill himself? What was it? But all of a sudden, I just know that we started seeing I probably shouldn't say, but we started just making jokes like LT has something to do with that. And so it was all this running thing that, you know, my uncle LT, he was a big military dude. And, you know, it could be an urban legend. I don't know. It's just family stuff. And so, Howard graduation, we're walking in and line gets stopped, you know, while people are getting to their seats, we're stopped. And I could hear my friends go, because I told my, you know, sit on the edge so you can see me when I come in. So I hear my friends go, yo, look at that dude with that yellow suit. I was like, oh my God. And by this time, my family, see me. And of course, they do what families do, because I had graduated from Howard University, the premier black college in the country that produces just greatness. Thurgood Marshall, Debbie Allen, Felicia Rashad, Chadwick Boseman, Taraji P. Henderson. Is that Taraji's last name? Yeah, that's Taraji's last name. But you know, and all kind of distinguished doctors, attorneys, lawyers that changed the game. So here, a little Jackson, Tennessee girl, you know, is graduating from Howard University. And so, of course, my family is thrilled. So they're cheering, Tony! And they waving, Tony! Because my nickname for that side of my family is Tony. Tony! And they just screaming. And I hear my friends go, T, so the dude in the yellow suit, he belonged to you, huh? And I'm like, yeah. So we get closer, and my family knew, you know, my dad had been making jokes all along. I'm getting ready to take a picture. I'm gonna make sure I get a picture with the 4-star general, Colin Powell, so I can rub it in LT's face. That was, besides me graduating, that was the whole mission that day for my dad, to just try his best to do whatever it took to get a picture with General Colin Powell. So I didn't see this, obviously, because I was in my seat. But oh my God, my dad ripped into my mother after it was over, because apparently when General Powell was processioning in for whatever reason, you know, and my mother had been taking pictures of everything. Like she got 50 gazillion pictures of me coming in. So she was the picture person. And so for whatever reason, General Powell stopped at my dad, held out his hand and shook it and said, "Congratulations." And it was just a moment. So my dad, of course, is lit. He turns around, fully expected my mother to have had the picture. And my mother froze at the sight of Colin Powell stopping to shake my dad's hand. So he never got that picture. And I graduated, 24 years ago? And he still brings that up. He never lets it down because he turned around. You know, my father's a fool too. He's a pastor, but he's crazy. My father was like, "Wanda, you've been taking pictures since yesterday. And you mean to tell me that after all this, you froze? Ain't nobody gonna believe that General Colin Powell stopped and shook my hand. I was supposed to rub this in LT's face. Wanda, how could you freeze?" Oh my gosh. So I thought about that yesterday and had a good old laugh with my mother, because my dad is still hot over that. All right, well, I hope you enjoyed that. And let's do what we always do. You're going to go out and make God smile. In my case, I'm going to make him laugh. And so until next time, I want you to subscribe. I want you to write a review. And then share it. But remember, no pity. No pity shares, okay? All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Well, that's it. Hopefully you enjoy what my TT shared with you. And like she always says, let's go out and make God smile. And don't forget to hug somebody. It's T2 Mercer signing off now. See y'all later.